from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was locked and loaded. I'm just telling you, I was ready. Just in case you didn't have it, the drive is live. You heard Clint Tyler is in the background, or in the back, in the back room. I don't know. I feel like it should be a different. Like, it feels like the back room, but it ain't. Behind the glass, maybe.
I'm going to tell you. Can I?
Because, like, we behind the glass, too, though. Like, I mean,
We are. Pete, you want to talk to us behind the glass? Through the glass. I tell you what, boys, I apologize. Ron, to you, hell with Tyler. To you, I apologize. I've got some article of clothing on my body right now. Has some significant mildew on it.
Oh, hell.
And I can smell myself. So I apologize. Get it, baby. It's a reaction
Monday. It must
Monday.
Be like, you got it. Yeah, when you got to get, you try to tackle it early, huh?
Mm, it's one of those. Sire over here, boy.
It's one of those where, hey, I'm going to get out in front of this.
I can't. They don't deny it. They ain't no denying it.
Listen, I ain't going to lie to you, Tyler. We were in the room with him. I stood by him real close trying to get into. As we were leaving the other studio to come into this one, I didn't smell anything.
You're a little stopped up.
I got a little whiff.
Did you?
Yeah, I got
you
a little got whiff when we were walking over here.
It's me.
I didn't smell
it's me.
Nothing. I was gonna say you really.
I'm fresh out of shower too, Ron.
And I was gonna say you. I think you're like it must be really hitting you because it hadn't hit me yet. But
yeah,
we'll see.
Man, I'm sorry, Bob. It must be my shorts or something. It may be my shorts.
I hope you don't have to get rid of that
shirt.
I hope you don't have to get rid of that shirt. All right. By the way, remember, it is Monday, but tomorrow is another Texans Ticket Tuesday, so your chance to win a pair of front row tickets again in the bullpen for this final preseason game against the Rams tomorrow. Make sure you're listening throughout all the shows. Throughout all the shows, your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see your Houston Texans play their final tune-up game. The final one against. By the way, you think any of the main guys are going to be in that game? You think we seeing any of the main?
No.
You think that? You think you've seen? You think we've seen enough? You ain't going to see.
I mean, we got to define the line of what where the main starts and stops. I don't think there's any reason.
Like, does Tank Dell play?
No. No, I don't.
Does Jalen Petrie
play? The top three? No.
Yeah. We don't like that.
I'm just trying to get a gauge here. Yeah, they've. So they would play two of the four preseason games that they had at their out.
Ron, I think the one quarter that the fellas played was
That's
very,
what I was gonna say. I didn't
very
know if you knew
convincing.
That was enough. All right.
Yeah. Look, I think D'Amico. I believe him when he said he doesn't know. But I think that first quarter on both sides of the football was very, very, very convincing. and against again a better set of players. I want to use the team lightly. That was team was awful, but a better set of players. So when you're looking on one-on-one matchups, you had some really really good substance there to look at. Whether it's Malik Nabers and Derek Stingley, or it's Kenyon Green and Big Dexter Lawrence, or it's the tackles on those defensive ends, or you know, you had some really good matchups to draw some good intel from, if you will, if you're D'Amico Ryans. I think he is stoked about the first quarter, about how his team played, and I just don't, with the exception of a couple of battles, man, I don't know how we justify those guys being on the field again.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there, but your chance to win those tickets coming up tomorrow. So stay locked and loaded right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, we were there Saturday, up in the press box watching that game. I heard some of the post-game show. I would assume that two things may have dominated this thing. John Metchie, which we'll get to.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Damian Pierce, Cam Akers running back situation, which I think is a good place to start right now. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in as well there with your thoughts. It feels like the union of Damian Pierce and the Houston Texans may seriously need to look to coming to an end. It just doesn't seem like this is working.
It does not seem like this is working. I don't know if it's ready to come to an end.
Check that. It's not that it don't seem. This ain't working.
Right.
let me be a little bit more definitive.
Yeah.
Dude, this isn't working.
And they say no.
Look, I think Sean Pendergast put it perfectly in the post game. Every running back that was in uniform for the Houston Texans found a way to make plays, flash plays, on Saturday afternoon, except for one guy, and that's the guy that you've made priority outside of Joe Mixon, Damian Pierce. It appears, and we've only seen 8 carries, and this is it's hard for me to arrive, a guy that I really like in such a small sample size, but I'm there, boys. I've seen enough of making Damian Pierce a priority. I'm not saying I've seen enough of Damian Pierce. I've seen enough of Damian Pierce being a priority. It's time for rubber to meet the road. Some tough decisions are going to have to be made. And the reality of the situation is he is 100% in his head. He is not attacking the line of scrimmage when he should, i.e. when you're backed up in your own territory and your feet are literally in the end zone. Just look down. It's a reminder. Get your ass north and south. And they're not. He's not getting it done. And then you look up and other touches. It's just balls to the wall. Like he's closing his eyes and running. And there's the because I know he can make guys miss. But he's trying to predetermine everything, and it's just not working. And it was blatantly obvious Saturday, Ron, because every other running back that went out there found a way to make plays, found a way to make runs, found a way to make a guy miss and get skinny and get good, tough, hard yards. And I just don't know how we can watch what we're watching and not be anywhere. But some people are ready to cut it loose. But I
think for both parties, I think that is the best thing. I think Damian Pierce is clearly, I mean, we just saw that he's not a Space Jam monster that just lost all his powers all of a sudden in the last 2 hours. Or 2 years, excuse me. I think the guy can play football. He is, for whatever reason, the combination of him being here in this system, whatever the pressure, whatever it is not clicking, and that dude is not just playing football. And I thought last year he was upstairs in his head, and I still think he is upstairs in his head. I think maybe the Cam Akers bringing him in in the last couple of weeks is probably something that added to that as well. Whatever it is, like it's not working. It doesn't seem like it's gonna work. It doesn't. The thought that this is all of a sudden going to switch and change. I just think both parties need a fresh start. And to me, it seems evident. I think there are a lot of things. I think the run game, and I think we could probably get to that at some point, but the run game as a whole probably needs some answers.
Oh, not we got to get there.
Not just him.
Two things are true.
Not just him, but clearly the marriage of these two is not working. And as I said, I think the dude can play. Some of you don't think he could play, and I'm here vision and all that. I can take you back to 2 years ago where nobody was talking about his damn vision. All right. I distinctly remember coming out of a preseason game against the Saints where he had vision galore and made cuts where we were like, damn, this dude has a chance. All right. Like, you just don't even see any of that anymore. And at some point you just have to, like, we gotta switch this off. And right now, Cam Akers, L38, any of them right now would be better fits right now in this team. And I think right now this just needs to come to an end. I just don't get the sense that I think it can work for Dameon Pierce. I don't believe it can work for Dameon Pierce here.
Yeah, that, I mean, look, there's nothing that leads you to believe that it can at this point in time. And the bad thing is he goes in and struggles, and then Cam Akers comes in, and a lot of the same, like you said, we got to get to the running game overall. A lot of the same leaky, you know, run game schemes. But one drive, I believe it was, he finds a way, put his foot in the ground, cuts back, goes and gets a big first down. Again, on a drive where they end up scoring points, it's just hard to watch him struggle. And then watch Cam Akers continue to do well with limited time and not think, hey, man, Bobby Slowik. Here's the other thing that we're not this angle, I guess, that we're not really talking about enough, Ryan. Bobby Slowik did a hell of a job last year overcoming injuries. Bobby Slowik did a hell of a job with his wide receivers and quarterback in the pass game. Bobby Slowik's run game has problems. Like, Bobby Slowik, I don't know that Bobby Slowik can afford to, just because they like a guy, to go in there, and the one or two series that he gets week one against Indianapolis, we're watching the same issues.
Dang it,
when
Bobby.
When you've got Cam, and you've got, I would say Cam and Dare are the two that are in the conversation, you got those two guys that are finding ways to change the game, even when the called play isn't hat on a hat, blocked up just right. I don't think Bobby Slowik can afford to continue to just be Mr. Nice Guy because you like him and continue to play along with this experiment, if that makes sense. I don't know, Ron. I think the pressure's got to be on there too, right? Bobby Slowik's got to be sitting in the meeting right now, Ron, going, guys, watching the film going, guys, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't. There's nothing I can do with that.
But if he's watching the film saying, guys, what do you want me to do? I think it needs to be at a few things. Right.
I'm talking about with Dameon Pierce. There's no doubt. There's issues up front, and they've got to figure that out. I agree.
No, clear. Like, the Pierce thing is. Like,
I think they're
done.
All seeing the same thing. I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think the Pierce thing. Like, yeah, you can't if they play against the Colts and Joe Mixon comes out of the game and you want to go, it can't be Dameon Pierce right now. Right? And to me, as I said, and I will continue to say it, I said it on social media, which kind of kicked up a little bit of stuff. And I've said it today, and I said, I think the marriage should come to an end. I think for both parties, it should be split. So he shouldn't even be there for the Colts. And yeah, I think Cam Akers should be on the field right now from what we've seen. When they go into it. But when they go into it, like, that's why, Clint, I can't wait to see Joe Mixon out there. I cannot wait to see. Because I want to see what he does with some of the looks that we see. Because, yes, I look at Cam Akers. What'd he go? 6 for 29, 4.8 yards. He had that long 14-yard run. But you have said this last year, and you've said it this year. We talk about all the time, you know, the ways that quarterbacks can't live. Your running game can't live with, all right, man, I'm going to run a sweep, or I'm going to run a stretch play to the left. And what I need my back to do is to be able to avoid this guy that's right there in the hole every time in reverse field to get a 14-yard gain because he's reverse field all the way. I don't care which line it was. first unit without Tunsil. Second unit, third unit. There is far too much penetration right off the bat for any of the backs. Yep. And I will admit to you that Dameon Pierce, a guy who is running with thoughts all over the place in his head, is not as good as being able to make that stuff miss than Cam Akers or Devin Singletary like we saw last year. I don't think he's going to make the cross field run. But you ain't going to live like that. Because if you go and look at the bulk of Cam Akers' carries, his ass was getting hit for 2 yards or less or right in the backfield. And then we saw it with the backs behind him. It had to be trick stuff to get guys. And 38, I cannot believe 94 ran your ass down. That is it. Like, I know we're talking about Dameon Pierce, something else, but 38, your ass can't get run down by Elijah, big 94. But that took a trick play, and that was probably the best run of the day. So, like, we can talk about, as I'm saying, I think they need to move off of Pierce. But this is not sustainable, Clint. That every time, I don't think we got to see it one time. What you said, all right? Can we get a play where there's not the running back's got 3 yards,
just a hat on a hat,
3 yards to get that? I don't like. I look at that and I say, well, I think Joe Mixon might have a tough time.
Yeah,
with some of this. I mean, if your big run's gonna be a 14-yard stretch play to the left, that the running back had to stop in his tracks because somebody was right there and then another guy was right behind him, and then he had to reverse field and switch.
Yeah.
That's not sustainable.
It is not sustainable one bit, Ron. The thing is, like, what you're looking for, again, stats don't, I don't even care what a guy ends up in terms of 1,000 yards or not. Like, forget about all that. What the Texans have to find is a play. I don't care if it's outside zone. I don't care if it's one of the G schemes that they've been piddling with. I don't care if it's inside zone. I don't care what it is. They've got to find a run play where their running back carries the football that they can damn sure rely on. And I'm talking about against any front, by the way. I'm not talking about against a loaded box or against any front. They've got to find a run play, Ron, where they know, hey, we're not going to get hit 2 yards deep in the backfield. That's the problem.
We got to make somebody miss.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Right. Bobby Slowick doesn't have one run play right now that he says, boy, I feel really comfortable calling
this.
We can at least get a couple of yards. We can at least have a clean backfield. Any and everything they call, doesn't matter what scheme it is, somebody's getting split. There's getting immediate penetration. There's linebackers that are running through underneath tackles and guards that are stretching. It just is not. There's nothing that they do that I've seen, and I'm talking about with the ones. I don't care what happened in the second half. There is nothing that I've seen that gives you any confidence in, yeah, man, this play right here is their bread and butter, man. They block this really, really well, and Bobby can bank on it, getting him 2 or 3. Not 8 or 10 or hitting a crease and getting a big one. We're just talking 2 or 3 or 4 on first down. I would be shocked if Bobby can tell you what play he feels best about in that situation, Ron.
Somebody just texted in, and this is real life. The Texans ran for over 100 yards. Ron, come on. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with the run game. Look good to you.
Nope.
They ran for. Let me read this to you. Taylor, J.J. Taylor, 38, who got caught by Big Elijah. He ran for 18 yards. Or, I mean, he ran for 36 yards. Cam Akers, he ran for 29. Brooks, 23. Jordan, 16. Pierce, 5. Dare, 4 yards. Diggs, 2 yards. Boyle, -1. Now, I mean, listen, you watched. You looked at it. You watched it.
Which end was he looking from?
This is a Super Bowl team that you hope for. That's what the strive is to be a Super Bowl team. And the run game has sucked. You're not living in the world of bad football teams anymore. You're not living in the world of the expectations of 9-10 wins and winning the division.
The arrow's pointed up.
You're in a different place. as Clint was saying before, you've got one of the most expensive offensive lines, and you keep drafting offensive linemen in the first and second round. Somebody texted in and said they rushed for over 114 yards.
We couldn't run the ball.
I didn't realize those numbers were what they are, because you take away that, and I'm not in the business of taking things away, but you take away the clear cutback where it was all Cam Akers doing the 14-yarder. I mean, you got to be under probably 2 yards a carry with the top four guys counting Diggs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to keep calling it how we see it here. I think, as I said, Dameon Pierce has struggled, and I think it is time to make movement on that. But there are bigger issues as well. All right. The Astros are rolling. Did what they needed to do this weekend against the White Sox. But I think today's a really, really big day for the Astros and how the fan base will feel towards them. We'll discuss that next.
Well, hey, boys.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
My man's on YouTube and Twitch. Astros are 4 games up in the West, and the Texans won 28-10. We're focusing on the negative. I just trying to talk about the top thing that I would think people.
It's a strong people case, care man. About, man. Strong case, you know what?
What was the most talked about thing in the post game show?
Ron, we should have led with the eighth ranked receiver on the team having a good day instead of the running back that's going to contribute in the special teams and the run game, or at least expected to. We should have led with that, man.
Yeah, girl.
Or we should have led with British Brooks 2 touchdowns. Come on, man.
But I'm just like, what, I mean, that was, I got to believe that was, because I know 2 weeks ago that was the most popular thing that was talked about in the postgame show was Cam Akers. I would assume it was, and I heard some Cam Akers stuff for the little bit that I was able to catch driving home that night. So I come in every day. I'll rip the carpet back here. I come in every day trying to talk about the things that Houston sports fans want to talk about.
what appeals
like
the most,
stuff
huh?
Like, and I'm sorry, I don't like John Metchie is one thing, and we'll get to John Metchie because he had the day he needed to have. But I just listen. You're in a quest to get to an AFC Championship game at the Super Bowl, and This run game needs to pick up quick. I know it's a preseason running a vanilla offense.
That vanilla pass game's working pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, if that's what you like, because when you say that, and I wonder how many people are here, and we'll get to the Astros. But I wonder how many people are here. Do you expect right now to see? Like, hey man, they've been playing around these 2 weeks that the starters and the ones been playing. They've been playing around with this run game. Wait till we get to Indy. They about to unleash what the run game really is. Like, do you think we're going to see something completely different than what we've been seeing the first two preseason games? Possible. But like, based off everything you watched last year and this year, I mean, that one's hard to look at. All right, the Astros did what they needed to do. Friday, they had their win streak broken, but they came back and put the White Sox to bed the next 2 games and went ahead and finished that thing
off. Decent little weekend.
Decent weekend.
Gave Bregman the off days that he needed. Gave Framber Valdez goes out and what did he throw, 80 something pitches in 7 innings.
I'm telling you, man, this guy here.
So I mean, you've got, I mean,
this freaking guy here, Framber. I know it's the White Sox, but this is 10 starts in a row they've won.
Yeah,
of, I mean, his light, starts.
Light load from him. O'Shea, young buck that they just added, got him a nice hit. Diaz. Swung the bat well. I mean, it was a nice little got another quality start out of Hunter Brown.
Yeah, Hunter Brown did his thing.
I mean, with the exception of the Ryan Pressly stuff, I didn't watch every pitch, but I think it was a pretty solid little weekend for the Astros, wasn't it?
And I'll be honest, in fairness, it's got to be hard to get up get up for playing for the Chicago White Sox. It's got, I mean, they're
pretty bad.
It's kind of, it's like, you know, like this, like coming in tonight. All right, we got the Red Sox in here. All right, we got Boston in here. They're a team trying to get in the wild card. They've historically, we've seen these guys. It's probably hard to get up for the White Sox. I mean, Luis Robert, he went off Friday.
It was for Spencer.
He went off Friday. Luis went off Friday. But, I mean, it's hard to get up for the White Sox. I will say this, though. I don't know, Tyler, if you've heard anything, if you've seen anything. I have not yet. Alex Bregman better be in this lineup.
Big day, boys.
He better be.
And I just
sure as hell.
And listen, I'm not saying if he's not ready, then put him in.
Right.
But I'm just saying I think many Astros fans, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong, I'm sure. Many Astros fans, I think, are at the edge of their seats or leaning towards, all right, I wanna feel like this is just short term. I want to believe Alex Bregman when he says this isn't long term. I want to believe it. They've all been coming out. Hey, it's just the weekend.
Shout out to my guy.
Just the weekend. Then my man Joe Espada said he's hopeful. He already laid the groundwork. He's hopeful that he'll play Monday today against the Red Sox. Because today, if he's not in the lineup, I think the concern meter for the severity of this injury of he slept wrong on an arm, I think the severity level for Astros fans will shoot way up, and then they will get right into the range of nothing ever seems to be what you say it is when somebody gets hurt.
Concerns going to skyrocket.
So I think right now people are kind of chill, but if he ain't in that lineup today, I think people are going to skyrocket to nervousness on how severe this injury is.
Hell yeah. I mean, well, look, as a fan, I mean, a lot is right, especially with Kyle Tucker. I know that was the other thing from this weekend. He took a little BP, supposedly, boys. Get ready. So it's another good thing this weekend. But
hell with BP. Can he run down the first
base? With Kyle Tucker being out, I mean, Bregman's going to – I mean, he's going to obviously be a huge part of this down-the-stretch run here for the Astros. And I like
– huge.
I like to be right, and I need the Astros to run away with this thing. And so I need Bregman out there.
Yeah, Bregman, yeah, they – like, yeah, the White Sox, you could roll through it, but that lineup, they had some guys hit this weekend that was big. But that lineup, I mean, this one thing with Tucker out of it.
Hey.
And when Bregman's out of it, it looks a lot different.
You called big lefty in that game one. Boy, that big joker was nasty.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah,
I could not be mad at the Astros one bit. He was nasty.
He's cold-blooded.
I mean, my man.
The only problem. Yeah,
hey, he was just running, and he's going through it, and I'm sitting there trying to – I'm telling Mom, I said, Mom, just chill out. Astro Granny's up, got her panties in a wad. I said, Mom, chill out over there. I said, they'll get to the bullpen, and it won't be no problem.
Get the hell out of here.
I look up, and big fella, I think, had 30 – he had 33 pitches through four, and I said, hell, he may go nine.
Yeah, that's why I said the way that Spencer was throwing the ball, I thought they might combine for 20. Now, Spencer didn't. He had nine, or
man, we need to get to that
Grosje
lock.
Grosje had nine. Spencer,
we need to get to that. We need to get to that lock.
Damn it! Is that another lock that
man,
went
locks
down?
Locks costing me money, man.
Damn it!
Just follow all the picks. You'll be in the green.
That was our baseball talk, presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile, and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. All right, we talked about, and I said the person we're going to be talking about Reaction Monday is going to be John Metchie, and I think he is somebody worth talking about, even if he is the eighth receiver. As Clint said earlier, that's coming up next.
Oh. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
First and goal. Keenum steps out to the right, throws right side, goal line, caught, touchdown, John Metchie! Yes! Three catches on the scoring drive for the Texans to retake the lead.
Yeah, three catches, 37 yards for John Metchie, who is having some kind of resurgence here on Saturday. Maybe we need to get to noon a little more often.
All right, seven targets, six catches, 68 yards. And that touchdown, I did hear you say that on the post-game show. Boy, if you ain't happy for John, you ain't got a heart. And And yeah, man, very, very happy. He had the day he needed to have. I do want to get to John Metchie one real quick. I don't want to miss the enjoyment and the excitement. Tyler Milner. Tyler Milner has just eclipsed 12,000 followers on X, Twitter, whatever you call it.
Big milestone, man.
On the Twitter machine, man. Congrats,
shout out
bro.
To the 12,000 of you following me.
Good job right
Let's
now,
get him to
man.
12-1 by the end of the show, man. By the end of the show, man. 100 followers, H-Town, Sports Radio 16.
I think we can do 12-1? Better than that. I think 12-5.
You're hearing it? 12-5?
I think we can do better. If we're going to reach for a goal, let's reach
Tyler should go buy you a bottle of Sagamore, if that's
go ahead.
The case.
No, if you're listening, hey, come on. Get him up there. Let's get him to 12-5.
What is it? Real Deal T-Meal?
At T-Mill Real Deal.
Real Deal. He's battled through a lot. He's been hacked multiple times. He's had to start new ones over.
Each time y'all have done one of these telethon deals, though, I mean, my follower count just skyrockets.
I'm trying, man.
Twitter telethon. Tyler Milner.
Tyler.
Who's up next?
Twitter telethon. Let's get him up.
Who's up next?
Tyler.
What's the number at currently? Tyler, hell, you're 4,000 over me. You are more liked.
You'll catch up though.
And that.
Well, we need to do a Twitter telethon for Ron.
I think you're right.
I think it's the right thing to do.
At Real Ron the Show.
I'll pass.
We can't do both of them at one time.
No, I think I'll pass. I think but
what you, why are you passing, man?
This isn't about me right now. All right. Tyler's at 12-1 right now.
Is that my boy Ron?
So we've already gotten there. I need at least 10 to 12 new followers in this. No, I'll check that. Man, I need 20 new followers in this segment. Right now, damn it. Let's go. Because we got to get to him. Let's get him to 12-5 by the end of the show. All right? Let's do this thing. At T-Mill Real Deal.
Since you started doing the telethon, I'm already up 9 followers, man.
Let's go. Come on, man. I need 11 changer. More in this thing. Come on now. Get him there. Let's go now. Those of you, tell folks, people.
Oh, King Ding-a-ling in there. Tyler, I'm just looking. It's at 12-1 already.
How yeah. about that?
My man right here on YouTube and Twitter.
You were already at 12-1.
Let's start a telethon to reduce Ron's followers. Come on, man. Go ahead, unfollow.
Hell no.
Do what you got to do, baby. Do what you got to do. But no, man, congratulations. Over 12. As I'm telling you, man, he's like I said, been through it. He said, hell, I'm going to buy this blue check mark.
What's your number, man? What's your number? I'm not talking about who you've laid down. I'm not talking about low T center. Although you should know your number for low T, by the way, your T number. But what's your number right now, man?
All it says is 12.1. It doesn't get as specific once you get up there.
Man, we've got to force a move. We've got to get it to 12.5. Come on, man. Get that follower count up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I want to see. I need to see that thing growing. I'll check back here. It's a long segment. I'll check back here at the end of the segment. But John Metchie, Clint, this, listen, this was the day he needed to have. He needed. We said he needed to have a moment. All right, he had come out, and I honestly believe they were trying to get him involved. That was the thought process going into the first one in the Hall of Fame game, and it just didn't happen. I think in the two games he was 1-for-4 and 1-for-7, and he needed them to have a big day. He needed to show something, have some kind of a moment, and he goes 6 catches for 68 yards and gets in the end zone. And is it fair to say, Clint, that it is officially over, at least the conversation of him making this team? Do you think that with that performance on Saturday, it's officially over, the conversation, he's going to make this team?
No. No, I think he's officially back in the conversation of the tough decision that's going to be made at the 5, 6, even 7 spot for this team. I think he's back in that conversation. The interesting thing is you've got four different guys, maybe even five, but four different guys that have to be in that conversation for those 2, maybe 3 spots. John Metchie, high ceiling, young, right?
Yep.
I think you got Ben Skoranek, experience in the system,
yeah.
different body type, special teams. Xavier Hutchinson, different body type. They're comfortable running the football with him. I think he's your emergency returner if he's on the football team, so the special teams aspect is there. Young, inexpensive, right? And then you go to Robert Woods, expensive, but worth it if you have an injury or two down the road, middle of the season. You need a guy that hasn't practiced much, at least offensively. He's done a lot of scout team stuff. You need a guy that hasn't done much to step in and know the offense like the back of his hand, not just be able to do a little bit here, a little bit there. Are the staff worries about you? The staff worries about he's handcuffed a little bit. From a talent standpoint, he's not an outside the box guy, he's an in the box guy. So you've got four different types of receivers to fill 2, again maybe 3 voids, and I think John Metchie is squarely in that conversation. That's the best wide receiver performance we've had in a preseason game this year.
I think, yeah, that's it. Yep.
Because if you, let's be honest, the thing about John Metchie in that day, there was some really good route running that created some separation. There was the creating just a tad bit of separation on the touchdown catch. It looks simple, but that's a tough ass throw for a quarterback if you don't create at least a little bit of separation. He did that. The big catch that was a no catch on the sideline from Case Keenum when he came in to start the second quarter. He caught the ball and ended up catching the ball on the sideline. That was a hell of an athletic catch. It was a no catch because Case threw it too far out of bounds. But I don't forget. I don't. That didn't go unnoticed for me. I don't think it will for the coaches either. John Metchie didn't just have a 6-catch day and a productive day. He did things, several different facets of the game from the wide receiver position that I think were impressive. So it was a big day for John Metchie, and I do think he's squarely in that conversation, Ron.
Yeah, I think he's a lock to make the team. And I understand completely where you're coming from. I just think that your blind spot with the John Metchie thing is I just don't think you're taking as much into account of the personal feel of how they view this kid.
No, yeah, no. Look.
I think there is something to. I think they
like view him and the team responds to him now.
They want him. Mm-hmm. Like they
absolutely.
They were dreaming, hoping. It's not like God. They're cross. Please, John, make plays in a way that I think is different. Please, like the smiles and the happiness on their face, which you understand is I think there is a personal element to this with John Metchie that at least for right now overrides fair or unfair. And I think there's maybe some other receivers in that room that may feel like it's unfair. Fair or unfair that gives him a leg up. I think him and the teammates Like people are saying, but it's there. But we see, you know, it's always there. So it's no. I mean, no. This is the first time he has really shown anything like this since he has been here. So I think there is a personal feel from the guys that make decisions, and as you said, the real like top guys on this team.
Yeah,
they love him. Someone texted him, why does Clint hate Metch so much? He doesn't hate him. He's just talking about the numbers. Like, right now, basically, and I know it was a little bit better, but basically he did what Isaiah Hutchinson did in the first game, and now it's like most of us believe he is in, and he is in on the team, and I think there is a personal thing there from how they feel about Metchie.
There is no think, Ron. You are absolutely correct. And look, we talked about it in the postgame. I think there's legit. I don't want to minimize it. I think there's legit value, in the way the team responds to him, and the way there's got to be. I don't know because I'm not privy to the information. I'm not privy to be there to experience it myself. But you can't tell me that John Metchie and his story and him being in this locker room isn't. Doesn't have a gravitational pull as it pertains to the love for each other, the team chemistry. You can't tell me that's not a big part of it. There is a significant. Most stories like this, I'm like, man, get the hell out of here. That ain't got nothing to do with it. I firmly believe whether you're talking about Nick Caserio who drafted him, DeMeco Ryans, or you're talking about C.J. Stroud in that locker room, it is clear this dude has the ability to amp up the squad in a big way, in an organic, genuine, sincere way.
Yeah, like it was almost and understandable. It was almost an emotional feeling to many people on the sideline. Yep. We could see when he scored touchdown. Like, I mean, DeMeco could not take the smile off his face when they scored that touchdown. So I think there's just something extra with how they feel about him. Tyler, where are you at these followers? Have you? Come on, man. I needed above 20.
Let me look.
I need above 20 in this segment.
Pulling it up. I got to go through the phone.
We got to get to 12.5. Damn it. We got to get to 12.5. While you pull it up, coming up here in a bit, we'll get you ready. We'll look back to what happened this weekend and get you ready for Kikuchi tonight. Who? as he gets back on the mound to try to continue.
You say?
Kikuchi. Try to continue what he's
Tell
doing.
Tell her what you say.
I love Kikuchi.
There it is. Oh, Some other news and notes with the Astros, so we'll get all of that coming up. Where are you at?
I am at 12,124. I've gained 6 followers this segment.
That's not good enough.
It's not a good pace.
That's just not good enough. 6?
6. Better than that. I was at 12,118.
We're better than that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.